Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Demeter moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rollins out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to third. Horton moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Aguirre moves to second. One out. Dick Stigman now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe scores. Aguirre moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is hit by the pitch. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Horton reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup pinch hits for George Thomas. Bill Plyce now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aguirre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Freehan moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nasek hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.